Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and BaltimorePositive.com. Hope you're setting a spot out on your dial for us. Hope you're planning to join us on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour Stop later on this month. We're going to begin the tour on Wednesday at Coco's Pub. On a Thursday, we're going to be at the BMA at Gertrude's. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have Ravens scratch-offs to give away. Hopefully luckier than the Ravens were themselves on Sunday. Certainly for the touchdown contest, we need more touchdowns for winners. Also, our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, powering Luke back and forth to Owings Mills, but not this week because they're bye-weeking and taking the week off. And this guy is taking the week on. It's a bye week around here, which means we get to concentrate and focus a little bit on other things. He manages money for lots and lots of folks. He is our financial advisor around here and our money guy. And following the American dream, you can follow him out at RaskinGlobal.com. He's also got his mug on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. If you're seeing our work out there, read my columnists off the game or read any of Luke's work. Leonard Raskin joins us here after a deflating, disappointing weekend, and I don't mean the turkey and the apple pie in your case, or in my case, my wife made that sweet potato pie we talked about last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah.
Outrageously delicious. I
there
may
you
never
go.
Go back to pumpkin.
Oh boy, there you go. Well, I had an 0-for-2 weekend. We had the Buckeyes to start Saturday.
I'll get to that.
With a dreadful loss to the non-Jim Harbaugh team up north. The city, the state is calling for the head of the coach to be terminated. And then a Sunday game.
Why do fans do that? Can I ask you that?
Because
I
oh,
don't think you're an idiot
because
fan,
there's
but
no.
there are days when, like, I've talked to you and I'm like, you're acting like an idiot. You know, some days
Yeah,
you're,
hey,
but the fire of the coach, the release the kicker, like what I see on my timeline reminds me of people that are drinking too much eggnog.
Because there's one team in that school that you have to beat. You can go. He's gone undefeated year after year after year, and you lose to Michigan, they want your head.
I
It's
understand
really
that, but that's not
people are
rational.
nuts. No, of course
Okay,
people
that's
are
not
nuts.
rational. At least
Not
we can
rational,
agree that that's not rational.
right? But the
Okay,
only other
that's
time
why I
they
allow you
lost,
to handle my money because I can't have you
the
being
only other
irrational.
time they lost four in a row was back in the, I think, late 80s or whatever, and they fired that guy. And they preach. They have, was it Urban Meyer? I think it was Urban Meyer. Put clocks on the wall, timers that are set. The minute the game's over, it's set for 365 days to the next Michigan game. And it counts down the days, weeks, minutes, every day. And it's in front of the coach's workout room. And they're all over
That's
the
healthy,
area.
Leonard.
No,
I
it's not.
that's not
It's
healthy.
not. And the thing is, Ryan Day has got to beat Michigan, and he's 0 for the last four. So that's the only game that matters to these people, and they're nuts, and they want his head. Anyway, I don't feel sorry for him. Whatever happens will happen. The man makes $10 million a year. He'll be okay. And then we come
A
to...
portion of that donated by the Raskin family
Oh,
sending
for 4 years,
young
we
Matthew.
donated a little
Yes.
piece of that. Oh, and then let's just for a moment, and then we'll get off of this.
What if your kid had gone to Auburn? What was your kid's second choice? I just need to know.
Second choice was Harrisburg. There's nothing there.
Okay.
Harrisburg. He
Well, I
went
mean, we
from
all know that you're the Thornton Mellon of this
to
whole
enormous.
operation, that
Small
if
to enormous.
you had more fun with your kid in Columbus than he had.
We had a ball. We had a ball. So
And
here's
you
the
didn't
other
even
thing.
like Ohio State before.
No,
That's the weird
nothing,
thing for you. It's
nothing.
not like you went there or you grew up
Allegiance
in
had to
Columbus.
go with the tuition. Allegiance had to go with the tuition. But here's the thing. End of the
Could be
game.
worse. You could be rooting for Maryland. We could talk about
That
that too.
that's right. End of the game. Michigan players tried to plant the flag.
Right.
There was a big fight. Both teams brawled. And Sunday, the Big Ten came down with the big, big fine. $100,000 each, which was a little bit of tuition from one out-of-state kid. So, what a joke the Big Ten is.
Well, the
Anyway.
storming the field thing, we got into that last month. Maryland.
No, this was just the teams. This was
no
no
I
fans.
understand. The storming the field thing with the
Yeah,
fans
yeah.
is one aspect of
College.
college and whatever that is. But the fighting on the field, That game was not the only place
There
this happened.
four different times, four games this past weekend.
These
North
rivalry
Carolina, NC
games
State. Oh yeah,
are,
they get vicious. They get
well,
vicious.
and this speaks to, and I don't want to get political with you, especially with us on different
Yeah,
sides of the political spectrum, but this
sure.
is what happens when you vilify the other side. You know what I mean?
Well,
When
absolutely.
you make it,
More than
they're
football.
bad people.
This is the same as when your kid is playing Little League and you're screaming at the umpire when you're 50 or 40. Like, what's the
Yeah.
matter with you? Get over it. It's baseball, it's
It's,
football.
well, I mean, it's what's happened to sportsmanship.
It's
And
crazy. It's crazy.
when I think of Trump in a voting standpoint, it's professional wrestling. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Well, we
It's
don't need to
just,
go there.
it's,
We don't
no,
need to go
but
there with
it's,
everybody
it,
calling him a Nazi for
yeah,
4 years and
no,
trying
no,
to
but
kill the man.
it's the signs, it's the professional wrestling, it's the making your way to, it's the booing and the cheering, it's all of that in
Yeah.
sports, but
Yeah.
professional wrestling brings this on, and the MMA is violent from its very, like,
Absolutely.
and the amount of
Absolutely.
violence that people,
Absolutely.
so
It's
the
all
fact that
there.
these kids lose a game
And
and
go crazy.
disrespect is at the heart of all of it, and
Yes.
you're going to put your flag, that is the
Well, that
ultimate.
started with, I think Baker Mayfield started that.
That probably started even before
Well, it
that.
might
That
have
probably
happened
started at
before that,
Florida
but
State, probably,
right, but
right?
he's one of the first ones that
Well,
the
how about
current
Terrell Owens standing at the Star in Dallas, right?
yeah, and they
So,
knocked
but
him
I'm what
out.
I'm saying is the notion that I'm going to win the football game and shake
Yep.
your hand and align like I like
And
to do
walk
here too,
away. Right.
and say we both gave it our all
Hey,
to
man.
I'm going to beat you, I'm going to wag my finger in your face, I'm going to
Yeah,
disrespect you,
crazy. Crazy.
like the
Look, the
disrespect
NHL,
part of it
we've
is the
talked about it
problem.
so many times. The NHL, you play, you fight, you beat. The end of the series, you line up, you shake hands like we used to in Little League. After the game, we used to walk down the line and shake hands, and that's what needs
Well,
to
Michigan and
happen.
Ohio State have never shaken hands at the 50-yard
Right. Well,
line.
that's what needs to
And to your
happen.
point, there's
Somebody
a
needs to
level of
set this up
hatred
and
there.
say this ain't the way this is supposed to be. We have kids watching this, and we got to teach them so they don't do this stupid stuff, so the next generation of college players isn't this stupid.
See, now down the dial on the Barstool Sports, the young
Yeah.
people, they
Yeah.
think this is like, let's have more of it.
Right, they
Let's
love
have.
it. They
Let,
love it.
you know, the same people that thought it was okay to storm the field because you beat a team by a point, haven't won in 6 weeks because it's fun and we're 18 and we get to do it. Well,
Right, right.
then just storm the field every week. It would be fun. I
Well,
mean,
there's lots of them
you
that
know where
do.
I thought about this,
Tennessee.
Leonard? Because I thought about this with ice skating the other day.
Yeah.
For some reason, I think I might have had a hockey dream for some reason,
Okay.
but I remembered, and maybe it had to do with even this topic of storming the field.
Yeah.
Is that when we were young and went to Clippers games or
Yeah.
Skipjack games, you could go on the ice and
After
skate
the game and
afterwards.
skate. Yeah,
Right,
absolutely. That
right? I
was a
mean, that was
blast.
part of
That was
like
great.
running the bases if you were
That
a
was the
kid on
greatest. That was
Sundays
the
with
best.
Wise
I did it.
Markets, right?
Did it so many
Like,
times.
so there is a point where like you want to feel like you're down there and you're a part of the action and
Part of
you're
the
in
game.
on it or
You're part
whatever.
of the game.
But when you're kids at Michigan or Ohio State and you are a part of the
Dude, this
history.
isn't kid. This is over the last Thanksgiving week when kids are born at the hospital in Ohio, in Columbus. They put the babies in red baby onesies that says beat the team up north. And when you're born in Michigan, this is bred
That's
in
not
by
healthy.
no, by crazy people. So anyway, enough of that. Let's get back to, as you said, someone said last week, less chicken, more kicking. What the heck is going on with my good friend, my colleague, my buddy, Justin Tucker? Oh, I'm at the game, and the first one was the extra point. It's like you don't even watch the extra point. Doink! And that set a precedent for a horrible game. Special teams was abysmal. We couldn't punt. We couldn't catch a punt. We couldn't kick a field goal. That game, okay, so I got home Sunday night from the game, and I'm watching the late night, because that's what I do, because I'm crazy. I watched the Sunday game, which was an awesome snow globe. I love watching football in the snow. It brings back memories of neighborhood football as a kid out there playing in the snow and just loving it. So I loved it. I watched it. And then I'm watching the post game on whatever different networks, channels, whatever, and they're talking about how the Eagles dominated the Ravens. And I'm thinking, you must have seen a different game than I did. Because what I saw was two missed field goals, two short fields, and subsequent Eagle touchdowns.
It's 14-12 game. So I don't know if there's any
I don't
domination,
even know that it, yeah, it's not even
at
that.
that point, but it's
It's not even that.
certainly.
I mean, two field goals made, you get to kick off. They don't get the ball at the 40 or the 42 with short fields to go down and score. And by the fourth quarter, I mean, the defense had to be, I mean, they've played their best couple games, totally deflated. And Saquon is a superstar because he had 50 yards on one drive. I mean, come on. Guy had 100 yards for the game.
When they needed to run in the fourth quarter, they did.
They did it. No, absolutely, they did it.
And when the Ravens needed to make kicks, they missed them. I
And
wrote
that's
this
the
in my
difference.
column, this in
The
the
difference.
aftermath at
Yeah.
8 o'clock, while the snow globe was going on, and I'm
Yeah.
watching Sunday Night Football and thinking, how did Collinsworth kid get that gig?
Oh, you know. That ain't hard to figure out, is
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So I wrote about this and I said, it's not a stretch to say if this were a Super Bowl, this would be a good fight.
Yeah,
Styles make
absolutely.
fights. I thought
Absolutely.
both teams with the running game, both teams defensive issues. Eagles stepped up defensively in the game. The kicking game and the operation special teams haven't been good enough for the Ravens. We can talk about that. But just in a general sense, and I felt this way even more so than like the Steelers or whatever, I felt like this is a fair fight. This is Eagle
Absolutely.
because the
Good
Ravens
match.
most
Good
weeks,
match.
the Ravens go on the road to LA and they're a favorite on the road, which tells you right away they don't think much of that team, whatever that team is. And that'll just mean Vegas or winning and losing because the Ravens lost to the Browns, the Ravens lost to the Raiders. I'll hear all that, but it's unique to me when the game starts and the chin straps are recently in the Lamar era where I'm like, that team is as it. First off, they put their pants on because all these NFC teams, they motorboated the 49ers and the Lions, good
Destroyed
teams
them.
last year.
Destroyed
They
them.
destroyed the Bills here 10 weeks ago, right? So like they have beaten
Something was amiss.
good teams that now the Chiefs are different for them when they play the Chiefs. I feel that way. They don't play them all that often. But I felt like in this game, especially at halftime, I felt like it's a good football game. These are two really good
Absolutely.
teams. And, there's going to be a big play. There's going to be a strip. There's going to be a sack. There's going to be an interception. There's going to be field goals made or missed, right? That are going to define the game. And in the end, for me, I'm worried about the Ravens in a lot of ways at this point. And I'm worried about them because of how many losses they've added up. The uncertainty now of the offensive line, the uncertainty of the defense in a general sense. And the kicking game and Justin Tucker. Now, you have already said you're friends with Justin Tucker.
Well,
So
not friends, but I know. I mean, I know him.
I
I've met
know
him. I've
Justin
talked to
Tucker.
him a lot. And over the years, it's amazing the as Kathy said after the game, you know, the accolades that you get and all the propped up, you know, the goat and the everything and how people love you and you're the automatic and then you come in now and it's like, oh my God, is he going to make this kick? And an extra point doinks and a 50-yarder goes through and you go, okay, maybe he's good. And then
Well, when the extra points are an adventure,
yeah, that's not a good day.
you
It's not a
can't have the
good day.
extra points be an adventure,
I mean,
right?
again, I'm watching college football Sunday pregame, Saturday, sorry, Saturday pregame, and they're talking about the Texas A&M game because this is the big rivalry on their side, and they show Tucker in overtime
I saw
beating
that.
A&M, and the record was he never missed a kick in the fourth quarter or overtime in his college career, and then he came here and nobody knew who he was and he was magic.
Undrafted.
Undrafted, magical, making kicks everywhere. And you go, wait a minute. Is the holder not holding the ball right? Because you can't blame the kicker. It's got to
Well,
be the
he hasn't
holder.
lost strength in that way. Now,
Right.
Luke
So
and I had an
what is it?
argument like he won't be hitting 66-yard field goals again, and I'm like, if they had to win a
In
game
Detroit,
in
they try
Detroit
it.
inside,
They do it.
you know, I mean. he could make that kind of kick because he still has the leg.
Yeah, something's up.
This is in the head, and this
Yeah,
is why
I
I ask
agree.
you.
I agree.
This is why
I
I ask
think
you about
it's,
him, in regard, because obviously I'm Royal Farm sponsored. The
yep.
ads, the chicken, the coffee, all that. I've seen him drinking
I can't,
Starbucks and, whatever.
he ain't taking time out of the practice to make these commercials that's causing this.
I'm not
This is
suggesting
ridiculous.
in the what fans see
Oh,
this
fans are
reality.
going crazy.
I know Justin Tucker. I've known him since he's a
Yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
He's done my show. He's not done my show.
Right.
He's welcomed me to leave the locker room back in the day when I used to like look at him on the way out of the locker room and say, okay, dude, whatever. But this is what I would say about Justin Tucker. And this has nothing to do with my personal feelings with him, which
No.
came out in Luke's thing, but it
Sure.
is what it is. He is, in my experience of only 40 years of being in locker rooms and
Right.
around nothing but athletes in their mainly
Right,
in their
right, right.
20s and 30s, right?
Yeah.
All men, mainly. They cover
Of
some
course.
women's sports, but
Of course.
he is, as put the word synonym you like, cocky, arrogant, sure, confident, self-assured, whatever the spectrum
No doubt.
of
No doubt.
I think I'm good, I know I'm good, sure I'm humble, but I'm not really because look at
No.
how great I am.
Look it out.
And
Look.
so that's Justin Tucker in the real world to
Yes,
me.
yes.
That's who he's been. It really rubbed a lot of guys the wrong way until he started
Sure.
making kicks. Back when
Sure.
he was the young kid, a lot
Right.
of the veteran guys were like,
Who's this kid?
who's the skinny kid playing
Kicker.
no, he was playing the cornhole in the
Oh yeah.
locker room with
Sure,
Sam
sure.
Cook and the Wolf Pack, and Justin is a eccentric cat. I don't know
Yep,
what else to
yep,
say. Like
yep.
I it's not about liking him, dislike, whatever.
No,
He's just a
right.
different bird
Right.
as far as somebody that's singing in the locker room and just
Opera
like
doing.
in a general sense, he is not like a normal kicker. And the Royal Farms commercials would be a testament to that. There's nobody else in the league that's had a 10-year endorsement contract with a local anything anywhere for being not even Adam Vinatieri for being a kicker, right? Other
Yeah.
than the loudmouth that's making $1 billion doing the ESPN thing with the punter, right?
Sure,
So,
sure.
but in Tucker's case, I only know of one Justin Tucker, and that's for better or worse, like him or hate him, whether he made the kick or made the kick, because he made all the kicks, right?
Right,
Was this
right.
level of confidence
Absolutely.
that you can portray in
And
whatever
my,
purgative or praising
right,
way
you can
to
like it or
say,
not like it.
you could say, well, he's really humble for being great. I spent a lot of time around him. I would never describe Justin Tucker as
No.
humble. So,
No,
but I would
confident.
also
I
say, I
think
would say
confident is a great
arrogant.
word.
Is it arrogant if you say, give me the ball at 66 yards,
And
I'll
you
do
make
something,
it.
and you do it? I don't think that's
I don't
arrogance
think that's
either,
arrogant one
right?
bit.
So,
Not one bit.
I would just say, I only know him to be very, very assured that he's going to
Yeah.
do what he can do. That feels like it's gone. And that, as Bruce Springsteen would say, that might be the magic trick. The magic trick might be the confidence that there are 50 guys that can hit 60-yard field goals. There's just a handful of them that do it because of the level of shutting out the world,
And getting
shutting
up
out
there and
everything,
doing it.
because he's capable
Absolutely.
physically of doing it. You and I are
Absolutely.
not, right?
No.
So
And if you
the
watch
notion
Saturday
that you
morning.
take a man's confidence that's capable of greatness, you may take everything. And I know on my
Absolutely.
worst days when my confidence is gone, I'm a really, really shitty radio host.
Hey, look, I know darn well. I'm with you 100%. And I know darn well when I speak what I speak to clients. When we're talking their money, if I'm not on my game, I need to cancel meetings. If I'm handling your dollars and helping you figure out what you're supposed to do,
And your mother got sick this morning and you're not there.
then
Right.
my day of helping you when I'm not at my best, you don't get your best because it has to come. Has to come as a package. And I think you're absolutely right. I think something got in there. I don't know what it is. But a miss here, a miss there, and then suddenly your brain starts playing with you. And I listened to a guy, Nest, like 2 weeks ago. I subscribe to a service of a gentleman who's a personal coach. I don't like that term because there's a million of them these days. It's like a cottage industry. But this guy is really good. He coaches top performers, like Tony Robbins.
Yeah,
He's that kind
I
of
am
guy.
a Tony Robbins
Yeah.
devotee. I did a
And
whole segment with a
I
mutual friend of
like,
ours, Karen Faulkner, did a
yep,
segment with me
yep.
last week up in Greenmount Station just
Okay.
about confidence and
Yep.
about how all of this people see the documentary. Well, I mean, part of it is just foundational getting out of bed in the morning and believing you can do it and
And
doing
then
what you're
doing it.
capable of
And
doing, what
doing
you're
it.
capable of
That's
doing.
right. So this guy, I subscribe to a service that he puts on, which is every other week, he has a top business executive, business consultant, whatever, personal, on a Zoom for an hour. And it's open Q&A with these amazing people. Amazing people. Tony, all these people. Anyway, he had a guy on. I do not remember his name. I could look it up in a minute, a couple weeks ago. This guy is a sports psychologist exclusively for golf. That's what he does.
Peak performance.
Peak performance for golfers. And his goal is to shave a stroke. The difference in a winning tournament and losing tournament, I believe, like number one to number 200 in the world, is a half a stroke around, if that, if you look it up. It's super small. And this guy coaches golfers in how to get into the mindset that it takes to play the game at the pro level, and talks about multiple PGA Tour players that he has coached to massive wins.
Well, you know, when I ran into Tony Robbins, it was in the Capitals locker room.
There you
He
go.
has a ring, and the reason he was there is he was coaching the European kids. He was with Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and who was the other one? It wasn't
Backstrom.
Varlamov.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Could be
That was
anybody.
Kuznetsov. No, that was the year they won the cup. They had two young Russian kids.
Okay.
Yeah, but either way.
It
He was
is.
there to
It is.
peak performance
It's
coach.
between the ears. It's not in the leg. It's between the ears. And for the best of the best, look, as I said, I as a business owner, financial advisor, helping people create their American dream, if I don't say it right, if I don't act it right, if I don't discuss it, it doesn't happen. And that pains me for the people that could have what they could have relative to their money. And so I have coaches that help me be better, do better, say it better, act better, think it better, for people to get that. And I don't know what Justin's got. I don't know. But it seems that you don't need a kicking coach,
He didn't need a
although
confidence coach for 15. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's right,
you
but
know, he didn't need Tony Robbins in his ear.
something
Maybe he
is
had
up.
that, but to you
Hey,
know.
one of my least favorite commercials, series of commercials currently on TV is Allstate and this idiot who's making a fortune as this mayhem. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, chaos guy. Yeah.
Yeah, making a fortune. And there's a new one that's out just recently I've seen called The Yips. Have you seen it? He
No.
walks by a golfer and they shank a shot. He walks by a soccer kicker in a game and they kick the ball instead of towards the net, like 90 degrees in the wrong direction. It hits a car. The car has an accident, and without good insurance, you'd have to pay for that. I think they're the dumbest thing in the world. But my point is, they've now created a commercial about the Yips.
Well,
And who was the baseball player couldn't throw from second to first? Remember that?
Steve Sachs,
Steve
yeah. I mean,
Sachs, right.
we go through all. By the way, in college, in my senior paper, I wrote a piece about hypnosis in sports. This
There you
isn't,
go.
dude. This is in 1990, 91
Yeah,
when I'm working
sure.
at the paper, right?
Sure.
I mean, I'm a professional writer, and I was looking for a piece to do. It was in a logic class, I believe, and
Yeah.
I wrote this piece, and there was a San Diego State center. I don't remember the kid's name. He was like a fourth or fifth round draft pick. He never made it. I think he was drafted
Right.
by the Chiefs, but I actually sought him out because I had seen, and then those days, just magazine stories that
Yeah.
are written or whatever. But I'm going back 40 years ago
Right.
to that sort of science, when I found Tony Robbins in 1993,
Yeah.
1994, and believing in all of that, I know way too much about sports, having done this on the inside, where I've been on airplanes next to people who were literally taking the needles to Cleveland to inject folks with the fluids and do all of the stuff that Derrick Henry talks about, his nutrition and all of that sort of thing. But the actual mind coaching and the and that part of it, I don't know what the Ravens employ these
I
days
don't
for
know.
witch
No
doctors or
idea.
Joe Booth's rum and,
Yeah, no
whatever
idea.
it is. But with Justin Tucker, I can tell you, I've never met anyone more confident than
Absolutely.
Justin Tucker.
I
And
agree.
that is
I
not what I'm
agree.
seeing in body language.
Right.
That's not what I'm
Right.
seeing in the locker room afterward. I asked Luke about it. Luke and I did an hour on Justin Tucker this week. Please go
Yeah.
listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't. This is nothing to do with fried chicken or
No,
commercials
of
or my
course not.
feelings for
Of
him
course
or
not.
him yelling for me to get out of the locker room years ago. None of that,
No,
right?
none.
This is just like the Ravens have a hell of a thing here now with not just cap position deciding, but in the case of Luke and I talking about it for an hour and still not having an outcome, which is, you really going to get a better kicker than him the next month?
No,
Because if you cut him,
no.
he's going to
Oh,
be on
no.
another team
In a minute.
in a
In a
minute.
minute.
And probably on a playoff team because he's
In a
going to
minute.
pick the team he's going to go try to
Yeah,
out
that I
resurrect,
think that's
right?
a bad call. And people are crazy, of
Okay,
course.
so you're not cutting him, then what are you doing?
You're going to help him any way you can. Whatever that it is, you got to get it back.
But
Look,
he's the
we
guy who's never needed help before.
right, that's the hardest one to get to, isn't it? The
It's like telling
hardest one
Mr.
to get
Rubenstein
to.
how to run a baseball team. Like, he's a billionaire. He knows
No,
everything.
that's different. That's just arrogance of a billionaire. This is a
But
guy.
once you've done it, you I didn't need that before. And look,
Yeah,
I'm still kicking
that's
the ball
why it's the
60
hardest.
yards.
That's why it's the hardest
This
one to
isn't
get
about
to.
my head. This is about where my foot is. This is
Maybe.
about, right?
Well,
I mean,
then guess what? You got 2 weeks now to fix your foot. You got a week. I give him a week to figure it out, and then I give him a week that we help him. Look, here's the bottom line. If I'm doing a bad job, if I'm not hitting my gig, if I'm not on my game, hopefully, I'll give you another example. Let's talk about this is real simple.
okay.
I saw, now you may know him. I don't know him. I've met him a few times. Michael Phelps.
I do not know Michael Phelps at all.
I spoke to him. I watched him do a presentation. Not a keynote, but a Q&A. I don't think he could do a keynote. He's not that guy. But he could do a Q&A. And he talked about that his coach saw something in him as a kid. And he spent every day hours in the pool. And his coach would watch him and tell him when his stroke was off that much to be better. And when his turn was just not perfect, Bowman would look at his turn and when it wasn't exact. And he said they practiced everything over and over. I remember him saying they practiced when Michael was in the pool. And what would happen if you were in the Olympics and your goggles came off? How would you keep going? How would you swim? How do you reach the wall for that outlast by a fingernail, the other guy in the pool? He said, I would have never achieved what I did without my coach. That the job of a great coach is to get the best out of you when you're doing your best and to get the best out of you when you're not. And that's not, I don't think it's Harbaugh. I mean, he's the head coach. He's obviously, look, he walked over to him and gave him a hug after he missed the kick. So you got to be there, but you got to be there when the guy's off and say, we got to figure this out together. We're going to figure out
Well, I
what's
don't
going
think there's
on.
a priest or a rabbi or Tony Robbins to come in and sit down with Justin Tucker. Like, I don't even know where they would begin with this because in a
I
lot
don't
of
either.
cases you see in baseball specifically, to
Yeah,
use that as an example,
sure.
you just can't at the fa you can't you're the bat slows down.
Right.
Like, things slow down. I don't know with Tucker, like, when I'm watching him hit or miss these kicks, this is literally about where the
I don't
golf
know.
club and
I
his
don't know what
foot
it's
is and where the
right. I
ball
don't
is,
know what it's
because
about.
he
I'm not
this
that
it, it
specific into kicking to know whether he's planting the same. But here's the thing. Someone, another great example, mean, we had a golf tournament years ago. We hosted a golf tournament. We had a guy, he's a pro golfer. He came, he set up a camera behind the tee, and he videoed every player hitting off the tee. And it was really cool. He sent every player that teed off a pro golfer that most closely matched their swing and why they were off by that much, and the pro was right here down the middle, and critiqued their swing and said, "This is what you need to do." There's obviously video of every kick he's ever kicked. There's got to be somebody that can say, "Your plant foot is 2 inches too far. You're whatever.
Having
You're
spent a lot of time around Matt Stover, who is my
yeah,
friend and
yeah,
continues to be my friend, and Matt and I bonded over him being a nerd, like
yeah,
about all of this, and me being a reporter trying to learn things, right?
yeah. Sure.
The we're being foolish even talking about this.
Yeah, we
Like the
don't know. I don't
amount
know.
of science when it
It's
comes
amazing.
to
Somebody knows. My point is,
grass,
somebody knows.
cleats, air, video.
Somebody
They
knows. That's all
have
I'm saying.
all of that, and I'm promising you it's mechanical at this point,
It
and
very
they
well
have
may
to
be.
approach it that way. I
Maybe.
mean,
Whether it's mechanical or mental, you got 2 weeks to get on board. You got four games left in the playoffs.
I just don't think it's pragmatic to think about we're bringing other kickers
Of
in here to
course
try
not.
out.
That's ridiculous. And the people that are screaming that are the same ones that want to plant a flag in the middle of the O or the middle of the N. What is it? I don't know what it is in Carolina, the NC, whatever's on the field, the
Oh,
Tar Heel
right. They
head.
got all cra the Tar Heel, right?
Yeah, because
Yeah.
NC State beat them and went nuts. And then there were three of them or four of them this past, this weekend of crazy people in college planting their flag and going nuts. So what are you going to do? College kids going nuts. Go figure that, huh?
Hey, how
College
many
kids
Eagles
going
fans were at
nuts.
the game
A
Sunday?
lot. A lot.
More than you've ever seen, or no?
More than is typical. Yeah. You could. They weren't singing loud enough. The EAGL. Yeah, a lot. I would say
That's the part that bothers me for the franchise.
20%. 20%.
I went headlong with Luke into this, and just that above and beyond everything in my personal situation and all that, somebody
Yeah,
was
yeah,
probably wearing a
yeah.
Bill Burgee a jersey and in my seat up in section 513.
Sure.
But just it's disappointing to me.
Lots and lots of Eagles
That
fans.
doesn't
Lots of
happen in
green.
Buffalo. That doesn't happen in Kansas City.
Lots of green in the crowd.
Yeah.
All around us. It's kind of crazy. You got these guys and gals sitting right next to me. The guys all Ravens, the girls all Eagles. I'm thinking, what are you bringing her for?
They met
Ah!
in Elkton. They met in Elkton somewhere.
They met in Elkton. That's right. They met at the border.
Hey, anytime I see Steelers and Ravens, I'm like, you from Hagerstown?
Right. What's up with that? What's up
He's
with
Leonard
that?
Raskin. He's Raskin Glover. You know how people in Hagerstown or Elkton or Baltimore or Annapolis or even Philadelphia with their money? He is
Absolutely.
Raskin
Anywhere across the
Glover.
country.
And look, I know of your fondness for Justin Tucker and
Yeah. Good man.
obviously the Royal
I think he's a
Farms relationship
good
and like
man.
all that. Like I
I like
want him to be
confidence.
straightened out,
I
but
like
this
confidence.
weird thing where I look at him and see him looking not like the
And
Justin
do
Tucker
this,
I
and do
remember,
this.
I think it's hard to kick it that way. And
Yep,
I don't think
it
he even
is.
knows how to, I don't know that he's had to deal with this before. And I think
Right,
that
I would
that's
imagine not. That's my point. That's why it's the hardest to get to.
when Bon Jovi can't sing anymore. I mean, there's a whole story
Yep,
been made about that, but
yep.
it becomes very difficult. It's kind of like when I lost it doing radio. When I stopped being good at this, it was terrible, especially for
Got
the
to get it
audience.
back. You got to get it back.
I
That's right.
well, I'm
For the
I.
people that matter. It's for the people that matter. It's not for yourself. It's for the team. You got to get it back. So
Like
let's hope
Barry
he gets it
Manilow,
back.
up down, trying to get that feeling again.
That's
We
it.
have a week off, okay?
Yes,
The Orioles
yes.
might do something this week. Army Navy, we got all sorts of things going on around here. Luke's and Owings Mills, all of it brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, who's putting us out on the road with the crab cake tour. Crab cakes galore between now and Christmas time, through the holiday. We encourage everyone to ship through the holidays, whether it's New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, anything you're celebrating, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or just like, hey, I like you. It's
It's
December and you need
Tuesday.
a crab cake to send
It's
in some crab cakes.
Tuesday. Get a
There's never
crab
a
cake.
bad day for a crab. Wednesday,
No.
by the way, is a Coco's crab cake. Thursday, by the way, we're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA
There you
with
go.
my cousin, John Shields, and Dan Rodericks, who I'm not related to, but I've known him longer than I've known most relatives. We're getting ready for the holidays next week. On Wednesday, we will be back down at Fadley's at Lexington Market. Then on the 17th, we're going to a non-crab cake location. It'll be controversial until you eat the food. We're going to be in Amici's. I'm going to substitute
There we go.
meatballs for crab
Amen.
cakes on the
Good as
17th.
it gets.
And that Ponte Rotondo, forget about it. And then we're going to be doing a legitimate crab cake and legitimate homecoming at Costas in Dundalk on the 18th. I think Gina Shock's going to be coming down. Trying to get John Allen, but his band's out on the road. He was out
Ooh,
through Thanksgiving, and
there
Stone
you go.
Horses are out there rocking it all through the Midwest on a big, big tour. So I don't think my boy John's going to be with me, so I have to drag him out. We're going to Bel Air at Lib's Grill in early January. We're getting to some new
Great.
locations. So if you have a good crab cake location, throw me a note. Nasty at WNST.net or Ness at BaltimorePositive.com. Both ways find me. Leonard, towel off, relax.
It's
You
all
can't
good.
lose this weekend. I'll tell you
No,
that much, right?
can't lose. Can't lose.
Do you think they can still win the Super Bowl?
Less than I did.
Why?
Just lack of execution. Well, the execution is getting a little better. A little better. Not as many penalties. Defense looks stronger. I like what I'm hearing from them. There's a chance. There's just a lot of good teams ahead of them. A lot of good teams ahead of them. Kansas City, Buffalo, tough. Tough.
With five losses at this point, the thing I spoke to Luke about was,
You
what if
beat
they lose to
yourself in three
Pittsburgh?
of them. You beat yourself in three of them.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, they still add up. And the Bill, in my
Right. That's my
parlance of
point.
like, if they are playing on Christmas Day and fighting to get into the playoffs somehow, and that's almost impossible because nobody's coming and catching them.
Right.
But like, if they start taking on a sixth or a seventh loss, and this whole nonsense where they're playing the Giants and then they have to go play in 6 days and then in 4 days,
Yep.
like the
It's crazy.
schedule really is
Crazy.
crazy for them around the
Not in their
holidays
favor.
at a
Not in
time
their
where I
favor.
thought they would have three losses now, not five.
I thought
And
two. And
well,
they blew it. So that's five. And you are what your record says you are.
and I was impressed by the Eagles too, so I want to say that.
Yeah,
Luke
they
and I
played a
have
good
done
game.
a
Played a good
ton of
game.
analysis. I'll continue to do analysis here this week. He is Leonard Raskin. I am Nestor. Please find him at Raskin Global and handling the American Dream. And every time I say American Dream, I think of Dusty Rhodes with you. I want to do my. I'm going to work on my Dusty impersonation. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Hang in there. The sky's not falling. There's still eight
That's
to five.
right.
Hang in.